will never work. Yeah, but we always try.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the second installment of In Too Deep. Before we go on with the show, I just want to explain that the show is not only about music, but it's also about life, love, creativity, and just things of that nature. Today we have a special guest, so if you stick around till the end, you can find out about what an exotic dancer has to say about relationships, sex, therapy, and a lot more. So stay tuned. Let's get started, shall we? This is Sao and the Septembers. Work.
Heart is right, but it don't act too good. I just wanna say this right. Yeah. Heal me now, don't feel as I should. Spill my guts, I can do all good. Wounded on the ground, but I won't sue. It will never work. Yeah. But we always try. And I saw the world, yeah, when my spirit died. I started to cry when I thought that I should know, that I should know. Don't believe my words, for I hit there. What I said isn't truth but faith. Tuck me in, I am cooked by the way. I just wanna make it right. Heal me now, don't feel as I should. Spill my guts, I can do all good. Wounded on the ground, where I once stood.
I'm not gonna make this. You know I want.
Groups hailing out of Tennessee, Basecamp. Song titled In Too Deep, of course. Coming up next is Lapcat. Anyways, enjoy, guys.
Waiting in the water. Waiting in the water. What was said was said. My head was to uncover. All that was left unsaid.
Say
was left unsaid.
Leave my mind, never wanna be busy. That's okay. Leave my mind, never wanna be busy. That's okay.
Everything's gonna be okay here with PLC, No Soul. Just a straight up beautiful track with great instrumentals. Kids only like 18 or 19, go support him. Coming up is Maxine Ashley, Between You and I.
I don't even think I know how I'm supposed to feel. I'll be seeing you in a week around 3 or 2. Gotta go, but that's fine. I know you'll think of me all the time. In my head, we gone through this boo. Be a baby in your room that's blue. Been here way too many times. Leave the strings, I'll bring the blind. Fold me up, lay me down. Oh baby, baby, I want this. Or play a game of Tetris. Fold me up and lay me down. Oh baby, baby, I want this. Or play a game of Tetris. 'Cause I can tell that you're better than my last guy. I can tell by your sweat to you're a nice guy. I can tell that you're better than my last guy. I can tell that you're better than my last guy. Than my last guy. I can tell by your sweat to you're a nice guy. I can tell that you're better than my last guy. I can tell that you're better than my last guy. We're playing a game of Tetris. I can tell by your sweat to you're a nice guy. I can tell that you're better than my last guy. I can tell that you're better than my last guy.
That's for me, it's no why, baby, baby. No, I'm sneaking in. I'm too old.
Shout out here to Brika for her awesome track, Tetris, and her team over at Art House over in Miami. Just good people over there, and they're about to do big things. This is Elderbrook, Rewinding.
Rewinding. about his place. It's something about the way the sun has risen on my face. Something about his love that's driving me crazy. And I'm addicted to the night, and I'm addicted to this high, and I'm addicted just a little bit to the love between my thighs. And I'm holding on so tight, and I could chew more than I bite, but he knows just what I like. There's nothing if you just let me try. Cause you, you're loving me right, right. Something about today, there's something about his place. Something about him I could never ever replace. There's something in his embrace that driving me crazy. And I'm addicted, yeah, I'm addicted to the thrill. And I'm addicted just a little bit to the way he's making me feel. Yeah, I'm holding on so tight, I'm holding him tonight. Cause he knows just what I like. Just what I like. So put your arms around me when we're underneath the sheets. No, you don't ask, no, you don't ask much of me. Hey, you just loving me.
Thank you.
You give me that. This is the part of the show where I like to ask you, the audience, a question. And while we're on the topic anyways, when was the last time someone gave you that? You know, when was the last time you had sex? Drop your comments below. We're taking an unofficial survey. This is the internet, so you can be anonymous with it. Up next is NDO, Play Me, produced by Weird Inside.
Play me, 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 play me of the time. Oh, the tears stop falling, but the aching still is yet to subside. Subtract and divide. Oh, you let me down like an anchor, slowly ashore, but I'm tied to you, baby. Dragged across the floor of the ocean where it's deepest. Damn, you were the sweetest. I never thought you'd leave me so low. It's out of control. Tears stop falling, but the aching still is yet to subside. Subtract and divide. Oh, you let me down like an anchor, slowly ashore, but I'm tied to you, baby. Dragged across the floor of the ocean where it's deepest. Damn, you were the sweetest. I never thought you'd leave me so low. It's out of control. You're out of my message you left that I can't bear to delete.
That I left behind. I'll tell you all the secrets that I have in mind. So won't you hold me for a minute and stay there till the world speaks. But we can wait until later. Hold me for a minute and stay there till the world speaks. But we can wait until later.
Stay there.
to.
And done. The vocal chops in this are straight up unreal. Coming up is a totally unreleased track, so if you're an avid follower of the XXX, be on the lookout. A different take of Giovanni Akami's song, Elevated, remixed by Olmos. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a special guest here tonight, my good friend and exotic dancer from a club here in Denver, Lila. Why don't you introduce yourself a little bit?
Hi, I'm Lila. I'm 23. I'm from a really small town in the middle of the desert, Prescott, Arizona. I grew up Christian. My grandparents are ministers for the Salvation Army, so I guess I'm kind of the black sheep of the family.
No worries. I went to fucking church camp every summer for like 4 years, and look where we are now, so...
I got fired from church camp.
Then there you go. So, I'm just going to get right down to it. In your line of work, I'm sure it's hard to balance work and relationships. How do you do it?
That's interesting. I got into dancing because I had gotten out of a relationship, and I always swore that I wouldn't be in a relationship while dancing as respect to the other half of that relationship. Unfortunately, I have stumbled into a polyamorous relationship with my best friend.
Okay.
Who knew you could wake up one morning and become a polygamist. So I suppose because he's dating two girls that it's fine if I'm putting my boobs on every face in Denver.
So how do you feel about like dancing and showing your boobs to the entire men crowd of Denver?
Being a dancer, it becomes obvious that your job is to get hard every dick that wanders through that door and stands in front of you. That's just what we do. It's the art of seduction. So if multiple times a day I'm turning guys on for money, I can't be upset with him if we end up in this relationship between me, him, and my best friend where he's taking two pussies anytime he wants them. Also at the same time as well.
Have you devalued sex because of that? Like, how, because the interspersedness of the sex life, like, because for you it's work and for him it's not?
That's an interesting question. On a personal note, not to be stereotypical of all the strippers with daddy issues, but I do come from a past of sexual abuse. I have never put emotion into sex. It means nothing to me.
Okay. So when you have sex with him, does it mean something?
It means I'm trying to get off.
That's it?
I mean,
is there love there? Is there any chance of love there where it's like, I'm being connected with a human being here that I care about?
Me and Jasmine, who's the other half of this, had this conversation the other night where I made her cry because in my household, on the other side of my kitchen cabinet counter, while we were talking, she looks at me and says, she has never in her life fucked. She's only ever made love. To which I began laughing hysterically, telling her how ridiculous that was, and then she cried. And after a long conversation, we realized I'm only in it to enjoy it in the moment that it's happening, and when I walk away from it, I don't put any thought to it afterwards. She's in there to connect to the other half of that person. They want to become one and have emotions involved and all mixed together, and it doesn't mean that to me. So I think for him, it's good that he can have both sides of that. And he's told us that we even each other out. We fill gaps in the relationship that one of us would have had if it was just the two of us. So
do you feel like
there's something
missing there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you try to fill that void with anything?
No, I don't feel like I need to fill that void. It just doesn't ever feel like it was meant to be filled.
So because you said that if it was just the two of you, it wouldn't work out, delve a little bit into that. Why wouldn't it work out?
Me and Jasmine each bring something to this relationship that we can't... I will never give him what Jasmine can give him, and Jasmine won't give him what I can give him, but he needs both sides of it. That's what makes him feel complete. So I'm missing things like emotional tenderness, sweet romance, anything along those lines, I can't give him. But I can give him humor, aggressive sexuality, passion, things that Jasmine's not comfortable with.
So in this trifecta, it feels like he's kind of winning out because he's getting fulfilled from all ends. Or is it not like that?
Oh, he's spoiled on every level. Laundry done, lunch made, dinner cooked, two pussies to come home to. He can take us separately or together. Spoiled.
This sounds like a pretty lucky guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so why is he so spoiled? What do you guys get out of it?
Well, you gotta think. Two girls, that's twice the drama.
That's true.
And of course, me being a dancer, that brings complications all on its own. He's extremely patient with us. On top of that, he's very supportive of whatever it is that we choose to do. She works at the club as well as a door girl. And I'm a dancer. And a lot of guys would get very jealous over that. He's understanding, caring, makes jokes about it, makes me feel very comfortable with it. And he's opened me up to the idea that even though I'm a dancer, even though this is a huge part of my life, it's not who I am, and that I can still have a healthy relationship outside of the club.
So he makes you feel secure in that sense.
Absolutely. Like,
so do you feel as if you make men feel secure because they're at the club, they're being their true selves there, really? Do they feel comfortable talking to you or just being around you?
I think the fact that while I'm laying there in front of them, completely exposed, vulnerable in every way, it's hard for men to keep their guard up, which is why I've had some of the most incredible conversations in my life, because men feel that they can be open with me on a level that they wouldn't if they had met me in the street. And you'd be surprised the kinds of amazing people that you meet in there, knowing that when you think of a strip club, you think of perverts and stereotypes and like grabby, touchy guys. And don't get me wrong, there are the lickers in there, the toe pinchers, the creeps. But then there are guys that are in there just to have a good night. And more often than not, it becomes the most incredible therapy session that me and him can take out of that evening, feeling really good about ourselves.
So it sounds like there's no ego there. You guys are just being flat out, you know, here it is.
Absolutely.
Being honest.
Absolutely. Like, they're not there to judge me for what I'm doing, and I'm not there to judge them for being there. So once we've established that security, it's easy to talk about other things like marital problems, struggles at work, feeling out of place in your life. Because I'm young, I feel out of place, and I've struggled, and I've learned my lessons, and I'll learn from them when they communicate with me their problems. And I can be open with them and talk to them through things that they're feeling. So
there you have it, folks. If you need some therapy, simply support your local strip club. We're running out of time here, but I just want to thank you for being with us, Lila.
Thank you for having me here and being so receptive to everything that I had to say.
Of course. You were real. The show is about being real and showing some perspectives that people may not have thought of, you know. I especially didn't know this side of dancing. It was great. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Before we end the show, I'd just like to know how the listeners out there felt about the experience we just had. Share your thoughts. What parts you like, maybe didn't like. Did the interview open up some minds out there? We're continually trying to grow, and I'd like to get your take on things. We're going to send it off at the end here with Christian Rich, featuring Jameson, Fast Life. Currently listening to Kojo, Lately. This is Dominicus. And until next time.
Some things I need to talk about with you tonight. Yeah.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Comes in different colors.
Oh, it comes in different colors.
I can't keep you happy, but if you
can't keep
happy,
you
baby,
happy.
Here and now. The method of hubris allows you to overcompensate for the lack thereof. Just think about the idea of being.